I'm going to read it for you. The second petition, thy kingdom come. What does this mean? The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. How does God's kingdom come? God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we believe His holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. On Ash Wednesday, we're knee-deep in our sinfulness and contemplating the certainty of our mortality. So many, so thick the ashes, we can't breathe. When that happens to someone physically, the remedy is to get air into their lungs. The same is true spiritually. And that's what we're praying for when we say, thy kingdom come. The trick is to see that praying the petition is not what puts the air in. Thinking that way makes prayer a means of getting God's grace, which it's not. It's your means of asking, not His means of giving. One thing's for sure, we're absolutely out of breath. The kingdom of the devil, the world, and our flesh are on the march. We read tonight that Jesus celebrates the Passover and then the first Lord's Supper with his brutal, ugly crucifixion bearing down on him. The Passion reading has Jesus introducing this wonderful Old Testament church festival meal with, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Luke tells us Satan's already marched into Judas even before John tells us on Maundy Thursday, as soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. Luke 22 says, then Satan entered Judas, one of the 12, and Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. The kingdom is under siege in the upper room. Jesus tells them authoritatively, one of you will betray me. They all say, can't be me. Then after the holiest meal ever, the disciples fight about greatness. Some kingdom. The king's words are ignored and his subjects fight. The kingdom of God is besieged in our day. Luther explains under this petition that the kingdom is weak, despised, and few. You don't think so? Think again. 2/3 of the world is not Christian. 66% of the world, that's the majority, doesn't believe in the kingdom that you pray to come. They don't even believe it exists at all. At one time, Christian churches were the world's timekeepers. That passed in America to town squares, then to banks, and now the timekeeper is big tech. Amazon, Meta, Alphabet, and Apple. In this post-Christian era, where only 1/3 of the world is Christian, that third is, as Christians have sung since 1866, by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed. And since 1837, we've sung, crumbled have spires in every land. If you're an observing, thinking, sensitive Christian, what has happened in this 21st century to you is the equivalent of explosive decompression at 33,000 feet. We all think if that happens, we'd casually put a mask on that drops from the ceiling. We don't realize there would not only be no air in the cabin, there wouldn't be any in our lungs. So you have just 3 to 4 seconds before passing out. Another pastor told me of attending to a young boy killed by a shotgun blast. There was not a mark on that boy's body. He lay dead in the emergency room. His thick clothing had stopped the birdshot, but the blast had knocked all the air out of him and paralyzed him long enough to take his life. That's us. The march of the devils, the worlds, and our flesh's kingdom has stomped the breath right out of us, and where's there any air? What breathes new life into us is not our praying, thy kingdom come. It's God in Christ who does it. When you have no air in your lungs, and either you're in a vacuum or you've stopped trying to breathe, the answer has to come from outside of you. The answer is not breathe harder, deeper, faster. That's called hyperventilating. So what a relief to remember under this petition that the kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer. Luther is unique here. He differs from all the interpretations of the second petition that came before him in that he bases the kingdom of God coming in the gospel. The kingdom of God comes to us. Contrary to the evangelism movements of the 1940s onward, we don't establish it, we don't build it, we don't grow it, we pray for it to come to us. Physical life came to Adam by God breathing it into him. Read Genesis 2:7. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. By giving Adam the gift of life, the Lord enabled him to pass on physical life first to Eve and then with Eve to everybody else. That's what Genesis 3:20 says. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. Before the fall, physical life was spiritual life. But Adam sinned and he made the disconnect. Everyone after Adam and Eve may be born physically alive, but we're all spiritually dead. We walk about as the living dead, physically alive, spiritually dead. As physical life had to be breathed into Adam, so now does spiritual life. Come with me to the first Easter evening. There we read in John chapter 20 of the upper room. The resurrected Jesus appears there saying, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." And the Lord breathed on Adam, enabling him to pass on physical life. So the Lord breathed on the first disciples and created an office able to pass on the Holy Spirit, new spiritual life. 1 Corinthians 15:45 makes this very connection. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. Having trouble catching your breath? Seem like there's no air to breathe? Everything outside of God's good grace and spirit is noxious. It's the stink of death out there, the odor of the devil and decaying flesh. In vain do we try to get a fresh breath from the news, politics, medicines, or technology. In vain do we try to get fresh air from entertainment, booze, hobbies, love. Thanks be to God, then, that God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace, we believe His holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. His kingdom comes to you, not when you feel it, not when you see it, not when you think it, but when you believe your baptism is a life-giving water rich in grace. When you believe absolution sends your sins away in Jesus' name. When you believe that on this altar to the same body Jesus gave over unto death on the cross and the same blood he shed there. Here now for you to eat and drink heaven's air. Now that's a breath of fresh air. Breathe deep this grace that forgives sins and lifts spirits by the Holy Spirit coming to you in word and sacrament. But think like a kid. When kids are going to do something that they consider adventurous, exciting, wonderful, they will say sometimes, with all the exuberance of youth, "You come too." That's what we are asking our Heavenly Father to do in this petition. You come too. But like the fourth petition, "Give us this day our daily bread," is a reminder to us, not God, that He provides daily bread. So here, we're the ones being reminded He comes too. Our Father in heaven, whose very name is holy, deigns to come with us now. His kingdom comes now in hospital rooms, funeral homes, sick rooms, panic rooms. He comes where no God would or could go before. Why? Because he comes in the kingdom that the man who is God died for. He stormed the gates of hell itself, of death and devil, and reestablished a kingdom here on earth. Augustine points out that Jesus before Pilate doesn't say, "My kingdom is not in this world," but "My kingdom is not of this world." Christ came proclaiming, "The kingdom of God is here, has arrived. We're praying in this petition that it may come to us also. We want to breathe heaven's air here on earth. Paul points us in this direction, saying in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In the midst of this fallen world, breathe the righteousness, that is the holiness of God's kingdom. In the midst of fightings within and fears without, take a deep breath of the peace that Jesus won for sinners by his holy life and his guilty death in your place. Jesus says in the upper room, we're in tonight, marked by ashes, mourning our sins. I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. Inhale holiness, peace, and joy. Inhale the joyous fact that your Father in heaven comes to you on earth, and he does it right now. Can you see this in the Passion reading? Right now he comes? Yes, here in time. That's what we confess in our catechism. We ask, how does God's kingdom come? And we answer, God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his holy word and lead godly lives, here in time, there in eternity. You know what lures people to contemporary Christian music, church, worship, Bible study? The good vibrations and the practical tips for living. Well, a kingdom of righteousness, of peace, and joy coming to you seems to me is a rush of a good feeling. And the fact that his kingdom comes in time, that puts a whole nother spin on living today. Jesus says in the upper room, for I tell you, I will not eat the Passover again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Communion is the fulfillment of Passover. The real Passover lamb is present, having been sacrificed once and for all on Calvary. Where else but communion does Jesus drink wine anew with you in his Father's kingdom? Look what Jesus said Maundy Thursday night almost 2,000 years ago. And I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, do you think that kingdom has yet to come? Revelation 20 says all Christians reign with Christ right now. Read a book or watch a show depicting monarchies, either ancient, medieval, or even modern. How different life is for those in the throne room of the king and those outside. Are you in or out? With this petition, we're all in. Our Father who is in heaven gives us his Holy Spirit, and we exhale the petition, thy kingdom come. And it does in the king's words and sacraments, breathing into us everlasting life so that we exhale again righteousness, peace, and joy now. Amen.